Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It is Sunday, my friends. The 17th day of April, 2011. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, organization reaching out to the military and police, encouraging them to relearn the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Some of them never learned it, so they're also reaching out for some to discover it. And there are 10 orders that they will never follow, dealing with the police state takeover of this society. Oath Keepers growing all across the country, needed now more than ever. So that is coming up in the second hour of this live Sunday transmission. Now, I was aware of this several years ago with White House consultations, Homeland Security consultations, Pentagon cybersecurity consultations, Microsoft, of course, overseeing a lot of it, a plan to make you have a government ID number that will then be attached to thumbprinters, biometric scanners that you notice are going in on almost all the new computers. It's all standardized already. To make you have an internet ID to surf the web, to purchase anything online, it will track everything you do. And the White House admits the IRS will track in live time all of your purchases. No Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment, just absolute total tyranny on the face of it, a step towards the cashless society system that they're setting up. They're first going to now establish the global digital currency, which is already operating as the SDR, then have all the nations sign over their currencies to be controlled and denominated in that new global benchmark. That'll give the insiders even more control to rig and steal and engage in insider trading and currency manipulation. And then, of course, they will fully phase out cash, and all you will have is digital money, and then there will be no escaping them. They will then be able to tax you and control the economy to a level that makes it impossible to be able to even afford to have a family or have children. And even if you think you'll be poor and have children, the welfare is going to be cut out by then. And this is in the Eco-Science written by the White House Science Czar. We actually have a new special presentation on it coming out in a few weeks. John P. Holdren, where he says, then when you don't have money, we're coming to take your kids, and we're going to sterilize you. So that is the plan. They're going to purposely bankrupt you, and then they're going to come after you. This is a scientifically designed takeover system. But what was interesting about it being in the news this weekend, it actually hit the news on Friday, was that listening to Kim Komando today, the digital goddess, I happened to catch her in the car. She was saying it's an Orwellian takeover and will not make your ID safe. Then when I went and read all the news articles Friday, Saturday, and Sunday dealing with this, they all said it's total 1984, it's total takeover of society, it is a government-run surveillance grid. That in the face of the White House putting out a PR video via the Commerce Department and NIST, NIST has tried to change the laws of physics on 9/11. They're lying about what it does, because in their own document that they're circling or circulating out around with the Chamber of Commerce and others, they admit in here that this is what they're setting up. So the exciting good news is, even the mainstream media is getting this right. It's so horrible. Here is the CNET News. That's a division of CBS. Obama moves forward with Internet ID plan. Here's the Herald Sun. Sick of remembering your online passwords? Let the White House manage it for you. Here's Wired. Obama called for secure online identity system. And if you criticize it, the Secretary of Commerce calls you a conspiracy theorist. So we'll be right back with this. We've got election 2012 heating up. I'll be breaking that down. I got a bunch of Libya news, financial news, earthquake news, Japan news.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have a completely jam-packed transmission lined up for you on this live Sunday edition, the 17th day of April, this Palm Sunday, 2011. Let me just do this. Let me just give you a smattering of the news headlines, because this is my greatest frustration in life, is that there is so much incredible news that totally proves the scientifically organized social engineering of our society into an absolute control freak paradise for the corrupt, parasitic ruling class. Now, this has been on the books for years. Homeland Security, the Pentagon, the Fortune 100, Microsoft, they've been setting it up for a long, long time. But now they're rolling it out next year. And the government already listens to your phones without wiretaps, totally illegal. They torture people to death, totally illegal, and don't get in trouble. The foreign banks steal tens of trillions of dollars and won't tell Congress where it went. And when it finally lawsuits get filed and it comes out who got the money, it's newspapers, TV networks, MSNBC, your tax money, direct secret payments to engage in propaganda. I mean, that itself is an incredible level of brazen tyranny. And it goes on and on. But then I see news like this. Now, again, we covered this in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that we released last year. And I'm not going, oh, we covered this. We're on top of things. I don't territorialize information. My goal is to get it out to everybody. The problem is, as bad as this news is, it's only one small quadrant of a larger animal. Because when I read a headline like this, I also then understand the internet kill switch and the know your customer system and the total control. You know, when you talk about a cashless society, that doesn't just mean that you don't have cash. It means everything you're doing is being tracked and controlled, and taxes can be raised to a level that's basically unlimited to fully control all commerce and to only let insiders basically engage in commerce. Now, what is the news I'm ranting about here? Obama moves forward with Internet ID plan. CNET News. Here's the Herald Sun. Sick of remembering your online passwords? Let the White House manage it for you. That's an actual headline. Here's another one out of Wired Magazine. Obama calls for secure online identity system. Now, number one, it was the federal government 6 years ago that began to, with the Real ID Act, force the states to put RFID chips in their driver's license. Almost every state's complied. It was the federal government that in federal workers' IDs put RFID chip. It was the federal government and big industry working together in collusion, because big business is the government now. They run things. They write rules that shut down their competition. They write rules that gives themselves the corporate welfare. We're going to get to bona fide evidence of that in a moment. But with this system, they come out and tell you they're going to protect you from identity theft when it's the government's adoption of these cashless systems and the types of systems that they've ordered through the bureaucracy be adopted, that when you go study the actual real security breaches and interview the top security specialist in the world repeatedly, as we've done, they all agree it's government and the Fortune 100 that are adopting systems that are made to be penetrated and hacked and controlled, because then they can come in with even greater draconian controls. All over the world, going back a decade ago, before this stuff even got adopted by government, thieves could go around, sometimes from hundreds of yards away, other times from a few feet away, depending on what type of system they had, and scan your RFID-based passport, your RFID-based smart card, your RFID-based keychain or cell phone, whatever system you're using for digital wireless commerce. And so the government's answer now is make somebody thumbprint or face scan to be able to even get online. And you notice almost all the new laptops coming out, almost all the new keyboards have the thumbprint on them. Microsoft, what was it, 4 years ago, had built into their new operating system an Internet ID by thumbprint. It's there waiting. Well, here it is. And that's just some of the news that's going to be coming up today. I want to give you my take on Donald Trump, my take on Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, these different Republican candidates that have all have their exploratory committees going for the 2012 election season that is basically already kicked off with Obama's speech last week. I want to go over that, and I'd already done research over the years on Donald Trump a little bit, but I wanted to refresh my research on him in the last week or so, because it looks like now he may not just be engaged in a publicity stunt. He may really be getting ready to run, and I've got some issues with that. He may be popular with kind of trendy women voters and people that want a tough guy, a sugar daddy to fix everything for him, but in Donald Trump's world, he ends up with more, you end up with less. And he's not talking about abolishing the Federal Reserve. He's not talking about the corruption of Wall Street, because he's neck deep in it. He's talking about, when we go over and help them Iraqis, let's take their oil. People are like, yeah, give us some money. The oil companies already got the oil. The globalists got it. We paid for the war. They already got the oil. Comprende? And it goes back to this idiot level, very simple psychological understanding that the general public has, that we get something out of the empire. And let's get that oil. That'll get us some money. The political ruling class steals whatever money comes into the treasury and then some. And that's what the Republican leadership wants to scapegoat unions and teachers and illegal aliens and people. When you could get rid of all those folks today, ship them to the moon, and it wouldn't even put a dent in the $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives created by the big six megabanks that they've paid Congress off and threatened through threatening to implode the economy 3 years ago if we didn't sign on to it. Now, that said, the illegal alien crowd, over 90% of them, when they do end up voting or become citizens, I've seen the Gallup numbers, vote to take my guns. Over 90% vote to take my private property because the moment they get here, well, they're put on welfare. The teacher crowd, most of them vote to take my guns and my private property and tell me what I can and can't do with my life. They're a collectivist, socialist, control freak, communistic, dangerous group. Most of these unions are full of good people, but their money is taken, and almost every dime of it given to the most socialistic Democrats and to anti-gun groups. I've been to anti-gun rallies, victim disarmament rallies, and all you see is union people there. And so let's get one thing straight. I don't like this group of domesticated hogs who are on the government dole or on the government trough and who think they want to collectivize the world so I can be part of their nanny state. Let's get that straight. I don't like you. I don't like what you're doing. I don't like your overall general position. Does that mean all the illegal aliens are bad? No. Does that mean all the teachers are bad? No. Does that mean all the unions are bad? No. But your leaders, the big union heads, the Mecha, the La Raza, all those groups, from on every issue, are the opposite of freedom. So I'm your enemy. Just get that straight. If I could have my Second Amendment and my taxes left alone and have my liberty left alone, I'd put a sombrero on and change my name to Sanchez. I could care less what color somebody is. But I don't want the giant poor hordes of people from Mexico coming up here and being turned into political slaves to then become citizens and vote to take my guns because they think they're going to get some more handouts from the government. Same thing with the unions, all of it. I'd go join a union today if they would actually come out with the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We'll be right back with all the news. There's so much of it. I'm going to get into this whole internet ID, cashless society system.
Over the last year, Alex has told you
hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily, and we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market, real estate, metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is, come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
sunny, if you want it, here it is, come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Look, here's the deal. Some days I get in here and I'm so frustrated and angry because I've studied history, I've studied our system of government, and I sit there and I look at my children, my three dear, sweet, intelligent children, I look at my wife, and I think about what type of future do they have? I mean, currently we're seeing the wages of globalism, the wages of a global corporate government is horrible. And then I see the general public. I listen to mainline talk radio, Republicans calling in, Democrats, Libertarians, and very few of them really get it and understand what's happening, and that's what's frustrating. I don't then sit up here and feel like I'm really smart. It freaks me out that the system has done such a good job of deception and of dumbing people down that even though this information is really pretty simple, the public doesn't have much of a chance of ever understanding it. And that's why the globalists are doing such outrageous things. That's why they now admittedly take your baby's blood at birth for almost 40 years and kept it secret. That's why the UN gets caught and admits they had sterilants to vaccines worldwide. That's why governments in their own handbooks that we've covered here put the sodium fluoride in the water to reduce your fertility and give you bone cancer. And they write, again, all these books about why they're doing it to you, and they think it's funny, and they laugh that you'll never read their own publications, like the White House science czar, John P. Holdren. And the Pentagon announces that they are building the grid to take over the Internet. And then 2 months ago, Obama comes out with an announcement through the Department of Commerce that they're going to start breaking in over radio and TV with government announcements, and that the emergency alert system isn't just over radio and TV now, but that they have control over the Internet and the kill switch is in place. They're just trying to get the accompanying law now. But when I do get frustrated and angry, then I see things like these reports, and this is just three of many. Every report I looked at this weekend was negative. I've got CNET News, Herald Sun, Wired Magazine, Associated Press here somewhere, and I also, driving in to do the show today, out of my own studios, I was listening to our local affiliate, 590 AM, with the vignette that was playing with Kim Komando, who does have good general internet computer advice, and she was decrying this as dangerous and saying that it gives the government total control over your life. But to see the White House come out with a straight face and say, yeah, there's a problem with identity theft, and so the IRS is going to hold your passcodes and is going to look at and watch everything you buy, sell, and do. And we're going to have your health records there. And every other federal agency is going to have access, along with trusted major institutions. Now, you see, when you read a North American Union document, or you read a European Union document, we cover this in my film Endgame, the bibliography online is whatistheendgame.com if you want to see these documents, the Treaty of Rome and others. The deal Bush signed that on record was treason up in Waco 6 years ago with Vicente Fox and others, the Prime Minister of Canada at the time as well. It was secret for 3 years until Judicial Watch sued and got it. And when they sued and got it, it was a North American Union agreement. Well, right after that happened, Bush didn't care, and we have this in Endgame. He came out on C-SPAN with Merkel of Germany and Barroso, the head of the EU at the time. Now it's Herman von Rompuy. But Barroso gets up there, and Bush says, we've signed the North American treaty merging the EU with the North American Union. 2007, we were merged. I mean, we're in a global government. The UN operates under 10 regions publicly. It's in all the official government documents. My Texas Department of Labor documents are filled out and sent to the North American Union. If you read on the forms to the office of the North American Union, it's all official. And when they sued and Judicial Watch didn't got the SPP documents from their meeting in Banff, Canada in 2006, the year after the deal in Texas, and the executives didn't have the power to circumvent the Congress in Mexico, the Congress here, the Parliament in Canada, but they did it. The executives signed it, and a year later, there's about 112, I'm going from memory, but a little over 100 CEOs of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., and they were there in a five-day conference, and the minutes are public now. And the first meeting point was for trusted members of the media here, you're not, you know, you've signed agreements not to talk about this. We've got to integrate North America through stealth, and so the number one rule is secrecy. And then for the next few days, the Fortune 100 and change literally wrote agreements, and then they had working committees with the government heads from the different departments, the different bureaucracies under the executives of the three countries, and they agreed to use each other's troops to suppress insurrections, and that's now come out in the AP and Ottawa Citizen headline, U.S. and Canada to use each other's troops to suppress insurrections. I mean, it's on. And Mexico signed on to that too. But see, that one issue is so massive that our government is completely run not by Congress. I mean, Congress all the time has to see Homeland Security documents, and they're told you're not allowed to see it. Bush signed executive orders. Obama signed executive orders on record. And the Homeland Security committees, co-equal with the president, say, we'd like to see those. And they say, no, national security. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that's because you couldn't get them through government, but through lawsuits. Bloomberg, 2 months ago, as you know, got the documents on the trillions of dollars that have been paid out, and almost all of it was to foreign banks, private companies, private individuals, media, thousands of newspapers, MSNBC, CNN, direct payments from the Federal Reserve. The private Federal Reserve gets your money and gives it to Muammar Gaddafi, the German government, the Chinese government, British, Irish. Everybody's getting this money but us. I mean, okay, and I got to listen to these Republicans sit up there and tell me about some welfare mom is the reason I've got all these taxes going up? I mean, this is amazing. And then the AP's got out another disinfo article saying super rich see taxes drop dramatically. That's a lie. Unless you're talking about the ultra offshore rich. See, the Republicans tell you that all the rich are perfect and wonderful and did nothing wrong. No, there's the ultra-rich that get their money out of corporate welfare and using government to shut down their competition. And it's those rich teamed up with the illegal aliens, the labor unions. They're coming for the guns. They're going to tell the unwashed masses, we'll give you whatever you want, just take down the rich. And the poor people think the middle class is the rich, and they're going to shut down the middle class, not because the elite don't want their money, so there's no competition to them in the future, and the poor will go on being poor.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should...
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so I'm ranting about the fact that we have an unelected government. That's what the world government is that it's select corporations and wealthy families. It's the classic names, the Oppenheimers, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Saxe-Coburg Gothas, you know them as the British Royal House of Windsor. I mean, just 3 weeks ago, the Queen of England suspended the Parliament in Canada because they didn't do what she said. And then they have all these TV shows about how the British have no power. When I've been in England, in London, they randomly shut down whole areas of London and say the Queen is not allowing anyone to use her roads today. And you're driving along with the cabbies while they're complaining about it. It's an exercise of power. The Queen doesn't allow billboards on the highways in the country. She owns most of Australia, most of Canada. Through the IMF and World Bank, most of our national parks were handed over in the mid-90s through Bill Clinton. And it's all on record. But see, the average American isn't stupid. They're experts on things that don't matter. They're experts on how to act cool at work. They're experts on how to watch football and know all the plays and all the characters and impress their buddies. Women know how to dress up like tarts. People know how to turn the TV on for their kids. They know how to eat Prozac and aspartame. They know how to drink sodium fluoride. People know how to take their Gardasil shots and have autoimmune disorders. They know how to lose. They know how to get hurt real bad. But the good news is even the mainstream media isn't buying this, and that's because the PDF is public. And it is the Internet ID, Internet Kill Switch tracking grid, so they can track everything you're doing. And I thought I'd play the deceptive PR video put out by NIST, a division of the Department of Commerce. It's all about commerce with these globalists, where they describe their new safe voluntary system. Of course, it's just like Trusted Flyer. You'll go through all these background checks. Let us control you. Let us turn your travel into something that's okay if we say it's okay. And then we won't stick our hands down your pants. But you notice they never get around to implementing that. That's all the airports are, concentration camp training. By the way, there's a congressman on record flipping out because they took his daughter away from him at the checkpoint to drag her off and grope her in front of him. This stuff isn't going to work. The globalists aren't going to break our will. They're not going to get away with it. But the point I was trying to get to earlier is this is a takeover by a select group of insider corporations that have written the rules for the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization. I know I keep hammering on this because this idea has got to get out there to people. And I listen to Michael Savage probably once a week or twice a week when I'm driving around. I'll monitor his show when I'm able to hear it. And I finally heard him explaining the ultra-rich are using socialism to rob the middle class, to transfer it to themselves, and that all corporations are not good, and that there are two different classes of companies, you know, the small mom and pop, or even the larger free market corporations versus the globalist, and that the world government is a takeover of the planet by a select group of corporations. And that's absolutely true. But see, Republicans are defenseless against that because they've been taught anything a corporation does is great. Corporation is corporate welfare, it's good. Corporation has its own intelligence agency spying on people, it's good. Corporations take control of Congress, it's good. The only group you got to go after is that evil, nasty, bad Van Jones and George Soros. Well, you go after them, you're only going after some mid-level minions and one side of the coin. But again, the good news here is every article I read, every talk show I heard talking about it, got it and understood what was happening. But here is the ridiculous disinformation that the media points out in these articles is inaccurate, is a lie. Here is the ridiculous propaganda about trusted IDs, trusted purchasers. This is going to solve all your problems when there's this standard ID system. And, of course, it never tells you in the two-minute video exactly how it works. But then when you read the actual PDF, the White House, Homeland Security, the Pentagon, the IRS, they're trusted groups. They'll have the codes to your computer, your bank account, not like they don't already have them through the NSA systems, but now they're going to be able to use them, and they're going to monitor your account, not to spy on you, but to keep you safe, boys and girls. Why does the TSA stick their hand down your two-year-old's pants and grab their genitals? Not to break your will and train you to have your kids taken away from you, and to train Americans that they're all basically criminals and prisoners. No, it's to make sure Al-Qaeda didn't put a bomb in there because it's so scary about Al-Qaeda. Of course, there's no discussion of how Al-Qaeda is openly working against Gaddafi right now or how the number two in Al-Qaeda is secretly hanging out at the Pentagon and how that's all admitted. Let's continue here. Or how the head of the Naval War College a few years ago, one of their top strategists came out, Barnett, and said that the military does work for the Fortune 100, not America. Let's go ahead and play this clip because they admit here, oh, it's voluntary, which isn't true, And it's a select group of corporations and government. Well, what have I been telling you for 10 years? Because I read their minutes that are public, that the takeover of the web, how did I break down the takeover of the web was going to happen? Well, I read what they said at their consortium meetings going back to 2000, so I guess 11 years ago. They even met here in Austin before, Internet 2. And at Internet 2 meetings, it's the Fortune 100 or so. It's not usually the 500. That's not fair. With a selection of government agencies from around the world, with guess who? That's right, the heads of the biggest universities. I saw on the news where the University of Texas bought $1 billion in gold, and everybody's freaking out over it going, why'd they do that? Well, because they understand gold is now part of the new global commodity system and is operating in the interim as a major part of the new world reserve currency as the dollar is phased out. But I heard people going on the on local news, well, if UT's got $1 billion, why is UT buying, raising tuition? UT isn't even a university. None of these big universities are. They got a football team to make you feel like you're getting something. On average, none of you are going to get a job that's going to pay for that degree you got. UT is a private brokerage house, and UT in their fund, their liquid fund outside of their regular budget or their investments, has over $100 billion. So, of course, they're raising tuition and parking, and they're state-funded and own the largest percentage of oil and natural gas and private property in Texas. Of course, they got $1 billion in gold. So go ahead and go give them your money. That's only a small part of their business model. And you're not going to get any job out of it unless you get a Homeland Security-related job and as one of the new prison guards. But that's why sports is so big. That's why all this is so big, because it's all a facade for the ripoff that's going on. And I know you alumni don't like hearing that in your little boxes and feeling important and everything. UT is a big business. UT was involved with the seed money to set up Capstar and then Clear Channel and consolidate the radio market and then hand it over to Mitt Romney. So there's $100+ billion in there and $1 billion in gold. And guess what? You're going to pay more. And they're going to raise your taxes. And they're going to get that money. Because that's how America operates. It's a private organization and they run things. And you go to that LBJ International School, what do they teach you? Aaron Dykes went there. World government's good. The family's bad. Eugenics is good. What'd they teach my dad when he was at UT 40-something years ago? Same thing. It's bought and paid for by them. It's their school, their corporation, their building. And I say more power to them. I think it's great how they suck all the taxes out of everybody. Now they get all the state money and how all you love it and lick their boots. It's what you want. It's what you get. You want to get hurt bad, they're going to hurt you. That's only one university. It's all the same. The water districts, the power districts are all quasi-private. They're all scamming you hardcore. No worry, though. Donald Trump's going to save you. Yeah, Donald Trump, he's going to save you. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones have their tomb. Slaves and buildings deep with the moon.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'm here as someone who studies history, studies politics, who knows what's going on, and I'm watching a private inside group of corporations rewrite the laws worldwide to shut down any businesses I start through red tape that they get government to pass so I can't compete with them, as they suck all this welfare, corporate welfare, out of me, and I watch the Fortune 100 openly funding the Mecha, La Raza, La Reconquista, End America, Open Borders, Aslan movement. I watch the big corporations to a group, unless it's like the Koch brothers, and they're not perfect, but at least they're pro-gun, so they get attacked. Every group out there, but a few, giving money to take my guns. And I have to sit here and put up with it, and I have to watch everybody getting ripped off. I have to watch tuitions go up with state universities, where these people are debt slaves for the rest of their lives, knowing full well that the university is only one small part of their business, and it's a totally sickening joke. You know, I heard a local talk show host today go, why are they putting in light rail? The Kyoto major studies that have been put out have shown, the Cato Institute, that's the word I was looking for, Studies have shown it doesn't work. It's horrible. It fails. No one uses it. The U.S. is sprawled. Trains only work in compact cities. Why are they doing this? It doesn't make sense. Of course it makes sense. The city council is one of the only cities in the U.S. to pass carbon taxes because the feds wouldn't do it and double everybody's power bill 2 years ago. The city of Austin is totally bought and paid for by the globalists, and it's a boondoggle so they can steal billions of dollars more from the taxpayers and take control of transportation. The name of the game is control. All right. I haven't even really gotten to the big story today, and we've got guests coming in studio next hour. We also have the head of the 10th Amendment Center here today with Stuart Rhodes, and I'm going to be interviewing him after the show for a PrisonPlanet.tv video. It's just so painful to watch everybody getting ripped off. It's so painful to watch people not being aware of how the world really operates. And I know there's listeners right now that think, oh, this is just this guy's opinion. No, it's not my opinion. None of this is my opinion. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I took the time years ago to read the Microsoft federal government deal for this new Internet ID taxing tracking system, and now it's been announced. But again, in the video the federal government put out, it's total deception. And I guess I should be more positive, because in the news articles about it, nobody is buying it because it is such a brazen lie. But that's what's so scary about this. Is that they just lie worse than ever now. Again, here are the headlines. Obama moves forward with Internet ID plan. Herald Sun, sick of remembering your online passwords? Let the White House manage it for you. That's actually, the White House gives you a passcode for your cell phone, your bank account, your computer, your health records, and it's all accessible by them. I mean, I'm on the White House enemies list. That's been reported by multiple newspapers. I have George Soros attacking me every single week through Media Matters and his other groups. I mean, this is these people, I want them out of my life. These are gangsters. I mean, America, if they could stick their hands down your pants and put you in a radiation banker, why shouldn't you have to get a government ID to be able to log into your computer or anything? And that's what the cybersecurity system run by the IRS and Pentagon says in the PDF documents. Remember, they already told you it's an internet kill switch. And, oh, the government's going to be breaking in on your cell phone with announcements in your Twitter and Facebook. It's all being announced. How many years ago did I tell you this? Not because I'm smart. Not because I have a crystal ball. It's all public. I'm getting chills right now. It's all public. It's all public. This doesn't have to happen. It's public. The big six banks launder almost all the drug money and are allowed to. It's on record. The former head of the New York Stock Exchange in 99, when he was the head of it, Richard Grasso, went down to the FARC guerrillas in Colombia, and it was in Reuters, and said, invest your drug money with us or we're going to invade you. And they didn't do it, so they went and killed the head of the FARC. Did you know it's federal law that they're allowed to invest drug money in U.S. banks? As long as it's deposited in an offshore account before it's brought in? I mean, do you understand that it's public that the government and the big banks bring in the narcotics? It's an absolute admitted fact. And I have had cops at checkpoints ask to search my car. Number one, buddy, I don't use your drugs. Number two, your bosses are shipping it in. And I'm done with your hypocrisy. Okay, I'm getting mad. I'm getting mad. Folks, the corruption. See, this is the paradox. I spend all day, all week, all night researching, and then I get up here on air, and I'm not even really a talk show host. I'm a researcher who's an angry, aggressive person who gets on the air and is not playing games with you. They are announcing by next year, they're saying it's voluntary, but when you read, if you want to have a bank account, or you want your kids in school, or you want a university account, or when you go in to get a medical account, it all merges under the systems they've already passed in the law to track everything you're doing. So yeah, if you want to try to be Amish and hide out somewhere in a log cabin, maybe you'll get left alone. But now under animal ID, premises ID, they're harassing and shutting down Amish all over the country. Okay, let's go ahead and play the clip. Here is just a minute or so of the driveling lies put out by the government about the new ID system. Here it is. Put out by NIST, National Institute of Standards and Technology, U.S. Department of Commerce.
When you use the Internet, sometimes you want to be anonymous. But sometimes you want to be sure that you and only you can access sensitive information or provide it to others. You might have lots of passwords, too many to remember them all. Or maybe you use the same password many times.
Don't worry, the government
Either
will not do it.
ID thieves can guess or steal your passwords and pretend to be you. A group of private and public organizations thinks there's a better way. They're building a voluntary system, an identity ecosystem, where consumers and businesses can more confidently conduct transactions online. If you decide to participate, you would pick one or more private or public secure ID providers and prove your identity. The company or public agency would...
And then, of course, the illegal aliens in every federal and state program are above the law and given driver's license, even here in Texas. And anybody can get that fake ID and then go set all these accounts up. And it's government's issuance of all these new IDs and RFIDs that they admit has caused this rash of identity theft. Oh, but don't worry. You see, now this is voluntary. If you choose to do business with any of these groups, schools, hospitals, banks, they're forcing you onto this. This is all Internet, too. This is the tracking, surveillance, taxing arm of it. This is all an Internet, too, and this is how they take over the web, because if they don't let you into their group, then you can't even do business. Oh, yes. You know what? I've had enough of it. We're not going to play any more of it. Let me just read to you some of the news article here. Obama calls for secure online identity system. Digital rights groups cautiously welcome the first-of-its-kind government proposal, calling it a blueprint for increased Internet security and privacy. As the nation drifts to the virtual world to take care of basic needs from grocery shopping to paying taxes and dating. Oh, yes, paying taxes. The Internet has transformed how we communicate and do business, opening markets up. And they go on there, and then they have John McCain, Senator Kerry pushing it, and they go on here with a quote. Well, that's not the one I wanted to read. The proper article that has the sickening quotes is Obama moves forward with Internet ID plan. And they've got the Commerce Secretary here, Secretary Gary Locke, saying, quote, during his speech, Locke lashed out at the conspiracy theory set who have criticized the proposal. And then it goes on, who is the conspiracy theory set? The Cato Institute, saying people will not participate in a government corporate identity project that deviates from their demand for control of identity information, which is an essential part of privacy protection, autonomy, and liberty. And then the articles all go on to admit it is the government issuing you your universal passcode ID that you'll need to engage in commerce or any type of activity. The Herald Sun said it best. Sick of remembering your online passwords? Let the White House manage it for you. Meanwhile, under cybersecurity, every major ISP has NSA Pentagon control hubs being put in to spy on everybody and take the web over. Second hour coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.